When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Reynolds. I'm not sure how long it has been since I last used this thing. A week, maybe? We haven't gotten another broadcast in a couple of days, but the last few were nearly identical. Stay inside and wait. So that's what we are doing. We are waiting.
We are so bored.
Yeah. So I guess the reason why I'm giving an update now is, well, I feel like I should record our experience, right? I mean, if we want historians to find this, we need to document everything, right?
Sure.
Okay. So what do we do today?
Well, I mean, it's only noon right now, so it's kind of early. Ate some canned beans with our handy-dandy Swiss Army knife with like 20 kajillion things on it.
That thing is pretty damn cool.
And that's pretty much it.
Well, so then say what we did yesterday.
We woke up, ate some beans again. Shit, I didn't realize.
I thought that was...
Nope, definitely yesterday.
Jeez, we really are going insane here.
I guess so. Then we looked at the cameras. Nothing really happened yesterday with the groups. I hate Emily now. All she does is yell at Stan and then be all mushy with Trevor. Even when Trevor is supposed to be on watch. She'll just be like... Oh, just a couple more minutes with me, please. And of course, his dumb donkey brain stays with her. It almost got them killed. Oh, shit! Yeah, I forgot! They were looters!
Oh, shit! I forgot about that. Yeah, people we thought were looters came in the other day. And they went into Penny's. It was almost like watching a movie. Chloe and Greg were trying to sneak around them. Both the looters had guns, and one saw Greg and fired. He missed, though, and Greg rushed him and got his gun and shot him like... 5 times. There was one more looter that actually shot Greg in the arm, but then fucking Chloe came in with a crowbar and beat the guy's head in. It was insane.
Yeah, and he must have heard the shots or something, because then Trevor was finally like, I need to go, baby, and then got on watch. It seemed like the group in Burlington heard it, but didn't want to get involved.
That's what happened on the cameras. What do we do after that?
I don't really remember. We just sat here, talked a bit, and then... We ate dinner, which was ramen and chicken tenders. Then I made some dessert, and we started getting ready for bed. I brushed my teeth. You did, like, stretches or whatever. I took a shower. You jerked off.
Whoa!
I'm sorry. I can't take it anymore. You are so loud. And hey, maybe you're learning how to use a different hand after the book attack.
Oh, my God.
God damn. Could you be, like, slightly more sneaky about it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Jeez, why? Why did you have to say that while we were recording?
I didn't know how else to bring it up. It's not something you can just really say to someone.
Yeah. You know, you aren't really stealthy either, Krissa. You aren't silent either.
What are you talking about?
You don't think I hear the sleeping bag at night? Rustling and moving around like a goddamn bag of popcorn? Also, that bag you bring in every morning, that sure as hell isn't your bathroom bag. Because it's supposed to be for your brush, for your face. But does a brush vibrate, huh?
You think I have a vibrator here? You'd probably love that.
What the fuck?
That's probably the first time you've ever heard anything like that.
Oh, fuck you.
What?
Oh, come on. We all know what cheerleaders are like. It makes sense the way you act. No wonder why you're so eager to go outside and talk to people.
Who I choose to have sex with is none of your fucking business. Sorry I want to get out and talk to someone besides you, but that doesn't change just because you want to fuck me.
What? No!
Do you use that recorder for anything else? Huh? It'd be really easy to-
No! Never. I would never do anything like that. What the fuck, Chris? Why? Why would you say shit like that? I don't think of you that way. You know I'd never do that.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I'm so sick of people just assuming shit about me or my body or whatever the fuck else.
I'm sorry.
Honestly, even a virgin knows the difference between a vibrator and a clarisonic.
A what?
Wait, did you really not realize what's in my bag here? You switch it on and it spins so it exfoliates your face while it cleans.
Oh...
Skincare is important to me. just like jacking off is important to you.
Fuck you.
Hey, it's natural. Everyone does it. Most people just don't do it so loudly.
Stop! I'm sorry. Just stop. Really, though, you haven't done it once since we've been locked up here?
Of course I have. Just not with my Clarisonic. Shit's expensive.
Okay, fair enough.
So, anyway, that's pretty much what happened yesterday. And that most likely will be every other day from this point on until we get out of here.
Yep, I guess so.
God, do we really not have any sort of fun shit in here? We have a whole shelving unit full of random crap, but no board games.
Why would we have board games?
Listen, sometimes a bitch just wants to play Candyland.
Well, we don't have that, but we do have... iodized salt!
Fancy. Wait a minute, actually, I think I might have a deck of cards in my backpack. Let me see. Yes! Wanna play?
Sure. What game?
How about go fish?
Okay, you deal.
That's not how dealing works. You have to draw cards.
Yeah, well, I only have one functioning arm, so unless you want the cards to go everywhere, you deal.
Fine. How many cards each?
7, I think.
1, 1, 2, 2, 3.
Why'd you have cards in your bag anyway?
Instead of having a real final, my professor decided he wanted us to try and implement real-world physics. It was basically just a group project to see who could make the coolest house of cards.
Did you win?
God, no. I couldn't even get the bottom level to stay up. All right, you start.
Okay. Got any 4s?
Yep.
Okay. Got any 7s?
Go fish. It's been so long since I've played an actual card game.
Yeah, me too. We played a lot of them growing up, but I doubt I've played one since I moved.
We never really played them in my house. Got any 6s?
Go fish. My mom taught me how to play poker when I was younger, and we played that or rummy. Got any 5s?
Here. My parents played lots of poker with their friends. My siblings and I would play board games, but never really any card games.
Any 4s?
Go fish.
Did you never play with them?
No, if they played, it was during a dinner party or something like that. We didn't ever do a ton of family night stuff like that anyway. Got any 3s?
2, actually. God, I can't even imagine what did family night in the Montgomery house even look like.
Oh God, well, I think the last one we had was when I was maybe 8. And I'm sure all we did was watch a movie and eat pizza or something. Got any 8s?
Go fish. I'm surprised it wasn't catered.
How do you know it wasn't? Do you know how many gourmet pizza chefs are in Dayton?
No.
Me neither. There's probably at least one though, right?
Is that a thing? Gourmet pizza? But also, any 4s?
Go fish. And yeah, of course it's a thing. There's gourmet everything.
What makes something gourmet?
The price. Got any queens?
Go fish. What's the most expensive thing you've ever eaten?
Caterpillar fungus. Ooh. On a vacation trip, it's a dare. Ugh, I hated that trip. My family went to South America when I was little, and it was so bad. My dad had to carry me because there were spiders everywhere, and I was so scared. God, I hate them. I think my dad carried me for almost, like, the entire trip. The weirdest thing was, though, is that he never complained. I mean, if you were carrying a child for hours on end, I'm sure you'd want to break at some point, right?
He never did. There were no questions asked. It was almost like he was happy to do it. To take the weight. To be there for me.
Huh. Sounds like he was sheltering you. Didn't want anything to happen to Daddy's little girl. Make sure she got everything she wanted.
Well, I think there's a difference between giving your child everything and giving them everything they ever wanted. A good life versus a material one. One that's filled with toys and vacations, credit cards, cars, boats, boys, and one that's filled with love. Do you think your parents ever loved you?
Sure hope so.
Think. Really think. Did they?
Yes.
The entire time you were with them?
Yes.
That's nice. I think when I was little, my dad loved me and wanted to give me everything. But business and politics ruin people with good hearts. Soon everything was about meetings and press and parties. having to deal with shitty people and seeing my parents smiling and laughing along with them. I was 12 when a man at my dad's dinner party asked me if the curtains matched the drapes. I told him to leave me alone, and my dad told me to apologize. Like I was the bad guy. Turns out, the man was the head of a company my dad was trying to form a merger with, and it looked bad to have a daughter who ran her mouth and spoke out of turn. Couldn't ruin that perfectly crafted public image, especially when it's been passed down for generations.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's when I really started to realize my parents might not be good people. It got worse the older I got. I wasn't a person anymore, I was just a prop. I was expected to agree with everything they did and said, and that was before my dad got into politics. Once he decided to run, everything changed. That's where all of the cars and clothes and stuff came in. Giving gifts to me made him look like a loving father to the press, and it kept me looking on brand. He wanted the perfect all-American daughter. I was 16 at the time, with strong opinions of my own, and totally went against everything he stood for.
I didn't know that you went against your family on so many things. I still see you in the papers and stuff with them, so I just sort of figured, well, you know.
Since I was about to graduate, we made a deal. I would go to a college of their choosing, but they would pay for it. In return, I do press and play along until I graduate. No speaking out, no vocal support of other candidates, essentially radio silence. But then I'm free. They cut me off, and I'll never see another cent from them. I'm not tied to them anymore. I don't want to be in that spotlight anymore. I'd much rather be in the sun. Does that make sense?
I get that. I grew up on a farm. With how much they worked, I never would have seen my parents, but I made time to see them. A good relationship doesn't just happen. You need to put in the work. I would come home from school after practice, eat the dinner I had in the fridge while I did my homework, then study for school. Then I would go out and help them as long as they needed. That was our family time, picking potatoes out of the ground. Then I would stay up late studying field manuals, only get 4 hours of sleep, and do it all over again.
Well, sorry, you're just a better person than me.
No, Chris, that's not what I'm saying. The point was that you could do your own thing and still have a good relationship with your family. It won't be easy, but you can do it.
You don't understand. That's not an option for me. There is no do your own thing. It's be a Montgomery or be nothing. I don't want to talk to them, and they don't want to talk to me.
After this shit show ends, I'm sure they're going to want to hear from you.
What about you? How is your family? You said you grew up on a farm? I did not expect that.
Well, I did. I hated every second of it. It was repetitive and boring, but like I said, I saw my parents a lot.
Are you going to see them when this is over?
Yeah, probably not. I might call my mom, but she isn't in the country anymore, and my dad passed away a while ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It was a long time ago, so I can talk about it now, but I actually don't have many people to really go back to.
So where's your mom originally from, if you don't mind me asking?
Argentina. She never really talked about her home that much when I was younger, but I'm assuming that she didn't live in the nice tourist parts. I never really asked when I was older because we were all just doing a lot of work. It seemed like there was just no time, but she went back there after my dad died because we had to sell the farm.
Just couldn't make it work?
I guess you could say that. It was just a lot of work with only two people, especially when one of them was gone most of the day in school and the other didn't really know how to farm. We were just barely able to hold on to it until I graduated high school. Then we all went our separate ways.
Wow. Why didn't you go with your mom then? Wouldn't it make more sense to just go with her rather than being by yourself?
Well, first off, me and my mother had different ideas of my future. She didn't like that. Second, she wasn't happy about some of the choices I had made. So for her, I guess it was just easier to let me do my own thing and hope for the best. She didn't, like, disown me or anything. It was just that...
Did it have to do with a third person?
What?
Well, when you said before that all of you went your separate ways, you used the word all, which implies that there was someone else there.
Shit. All right. Yeah, there was another person. It was my girlfriend at the time.
Ooh, Renny, isn't that a little fast? Living with your high school sweetheart. Aw, that's adorable.
Shut the fuck up. I mean, yes, she was my girlfriend, but it was more complicated than that. We did date through most of high school, but then she cheated on me.
Oh, shit.
But she needed a place to stay because her parents were not the best people. And me and my mom needed the money for the farm, so we let her into the house and she paid rent.
You lived with your cheating ex-girlfriend? For how long?
A year. And that's not even the craziest part. She got pregnant.
Oh my god, Ren! You got her!
No. Well, I mean, maybe? I don't think the timing would have worked out if it was my kid, but that didn't matter to my mom. She still thought it was mine anyway. That's the other reason for me not going with my mom. But you know what the weirdest thing was? That year, my senior year of high school, me and her had the best relationship we ever had. I mean, we watched movies, laughed at dumb sitcoms. One time, we made s'mores in the toaster oven, and we left them in there for too long, and the toaster oven caught fire. I remember yelling, like, get the hose, and I started moving outside, but before I could get there, she came in with the hose and sprayed me down. There was water everywhere, and I got yelled at, of course, but it was funny.
That sounds nice.
Sometimes. Because she was super into astrology and the stars, we would go down to this little river by my house and she would show me all these constellations and tell me the myths behind them.
That's pretty cool.
We'd go down during the day if it was warm enough and...
Fuck.
I was gonna say swim! But sometimes we would... It was complicated, all right? Jeez.
Yes, I understand. I'm sorry. What happened after you guys sold the farm?
Ugh, don't know. Don't care.
And the baby?
Don't know. Don't care.
Fair enough. Hey, whose turn is it?
At this point, I have no clue. I don't want to play this anymore. I'm starving.
Want ramen or soup?
Soup, I guess. I'm sick of not being able to actually cook anything. Like, it's nice to have someone make me food, but I'd rather be up and actually doing something.
Your arm will get better eventually.
Yeah, I know. It still sucks.
Hey, toss me the recorder.
Why?
Sit down in one of the kitchen chairs.
What are you doing?
Hello, everyone, and good afternoon. Welcome back to the Pegasus Mall Dinner Show.
What the fuck are you
doing? As always, I'm your host, Krissa Montgomery. Today, I'll be showing you all at home how to make a delicious vegetable beef soup from scratch.
It's from a can.
It's from scratch.
I can see the...
First, you'll need to get out your dishes. To make this recipe, you'll need a pot. Okay, now pull the lid off the fresh veggies you definitely just prepped and pour them into the pot.
You know, this doesn't really even require two hands.
Fuck up and sit down. I gave you your instructions. Pour a cup of water into the pot and let it sit until it's warm.
Make sure while you wait to get out your wooden spoon, you wouldn't want to forget to stir the soup and burn all the stuff at the bottom.
Oh my god, it was one time.
It was like three times.
Whatever, it happens. Do we have any clean bowls?
Yeah, we just need spoons.
Okay, I'll wash them up. Hey, Ren, come here. I think there's something wrong with the sink. Check it out.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
Loser.
Oh, what the hell?
That's what you get.
For what?
I don't know. Soup's ready.
I'm going to get you back for that. You won't know when, but just know it's coming.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Poor thing got water on his shirt.
Oh, shut up. What are we watching tonight?
I don't know. I picked last night, so you pick tonight. Don't pick something shitty, though.
And I'll just grab the recorder that you brought in here.
Okay.
Well, in that case, this is Reynolds James. And because she wanted me to include it, Krissa Montgomery.
Thank you.
Date, January 11th, 2043. Pegasus Mall. Signing off.